And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shi'urim on the topic of Psikresha and Davashen Miskaven. In the previous Shi'ur, we saw the Yisod that a Maisa that's Eino Miskaven, that's done without intention, it does not relate back to the Gavra. In other words, Mitzad the Gavra, it's not considered his Maisa. But Mitzad the Maisa, it's considered that it belongs to the Gavra. And the Hechrech for that was the Yisod of the Yor HaSameach, that you're over on Isser Shabbos if it's a Psik Reisha, but not on Shabbason. Not over on Shabbason because you rested, meaning the Maisa doesn't relate back to the Gavra. So the Gavra, the Maisa is done, so the Mela is in Isser Shabbos. But as far as the Gavra, the Maisa relates back to the Gavra, but the Gavra doesn't relate to the Maisa. So it's considered that your goof rested, and the Mela, it's not considered Chil Shabbos as far as Shabbason is concerned. The Maisa is done, you think the other person did the Lav, but not. But the Gavra was considered to have rested. That's as far as that's concerned. Also, we saw by a mikvah that we can paskin when it comes to Isurim. We can paskin like Rib Shimon, that the Isser doesn't relate to the Gavra, but when it comes to a mikvah, it's considered Havayasu Bidei Adam if he moves the teeth to the side and the water falls out. So the Maisa is relating back to the Gavra. So it's considered Havayasu Bidei Adam. And also by the Nezik of one's Behema, Shalom B'Kavana, that it's considered that you have a Cheftz of Nezek. There's a Cheftz of Nizkei Sharo here. And Memela, person's Chayef. That is B'Tam Tziso Inyin, Mashal Amadnu B'Shi'ur HaKodem. V'al Pi Zeh, Omer Moreinu Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, Navo Leva'ir Geder Psik Reisha. And let's now explain what the Geder, what the definition of Psik Reisha is. So in that case of Misanikis Hatit, that one moves aside the cement in the mikvah, and then the water falls out, so where it's suffik, is it considered Shi'uvim or not considered Shi'uvim? Is it Shov B'Diadim or not Shov B'Diadim? So it's a Psik Reisha. And nevertheless, Reb Shimon's Machshir, he says that even though it's a Psik Reisha, that water is going to fall out, still he says that it's B'Seder Gamor and the Mikvah is Kasher, it's not considered Bidei Adam. And also by Nizakim Shalob Kavona, Reb Shimon Patris. Stam is also talking about a Psik Reisha. You're right, the animal didn't have Kavona, but it's a Psik Reisha. And the Shaila is that Reb Shimon's Moedib a Psik Reisha. So how can he in these cases say no? That it's not counted as if you did it. As if the animal did it, and as if the person made the water in the mikvah. Ech navin et zeh. As from here we see that this yisod, that by eino miskaven, it's not considered his maisa. But rather, it's ki'ilu me'ilav naseh, shayich nami b'psik reisha. This yisod, that if a person doesn't have kavana, it's not considered his maisa. It was done automatically, is even shaykh by a psik reisha, because sof he wasn't miskavi to this maisa. Psik reisha is not ke miskavi mamish like we spoke out in the first shiur. And that Reb Shimon is moide by psik reisha, that's by yisurim. It was mischadesh that a maisa that comes out by hechreach mitoch maisa shen iskavin lo mechayiv also. In other words, he does maisa A, and maisa B, he intends to do maisa A. And Maisa B is going to come out automatically, so that's Mechayev. And he is responsible for the Maisa, even though it's not considered Mamish like his Maisa. And that's all the Inyan Yisurim. So when it comes to Yisurim and it's a Psik Reisha, he's responsible. He's just not Dabshin Miskave, no. But if it's a Psik Reisha, he's responsible. You're right, it's not Miskave Mamish. But that's the Chiddush, that a Maisa that comes out automatically, necessarily, from a Maisa that he did have Kavanah for, such a Maisa is Mechayif him. And he is responsible for the Maisa, even though it's not considered mamish like his Maisa. V'chol zeh le'inyan isurim. Aval le'inyan psul mikveh. When it comes to the psul mikveh, lo mahani achrayus ala Maisa ala dafkim hu Maisa shaloi mamish. The only time your responsibility for the Maisa counts is when it's mamish, your Maisa. Then it passes the mikveh. And then even though it's a psikereisha, since sof, it's not considered his maisa mamish, that's not havayasa b'diyad, and also by nizakim shelo b'kavana. His chiyuv is dafka maisa shoyroi, and not on maisim that the shor is responsible for. So again, that's the chilek here. The chilek is it your maisa mamish, or is it what you're responsible for? By psikereisha, by yisurim, Reb Shimon says, the fact that you're responsible is enough, it's not mamish, your maisa. But you're responsible for the Maisa, that's enough to be mechayiv of you. By a mikvah, to make it havayasa b'diyadim, it's not enough that you're responsible. In this case, shayroi, it's not enough that you're responsible. It has to mamish be, it's not enough the axe is responsible. It has to mamish be the Maisa of the axe, and it's not considered, if it's a psikreisha, it's not considered the Maisa of the axe, it's not considered that he made the mikvah, in the case of Masanik is hatit. So the only chidush that we have, that when you're responsible, you're obligated, that's by isurim, but not by niskei behemtoi, and not by havayas hamikvah. Vehein hein divrei or samech. And that's exactly what the or samech was saying. That by psikreisha, you're not over on the essay of Shabbosom, since it's not considered that you did it, and you rested. The chiddush of psikreisha is to make him responsible for what comes out automatically from your maisa. But that's not enough to consider you ein or shoyves. Responsible for the maisa doesn't mean that you did the maisa. He didn't do the maisa, he's just responsible for the maisa. So therefore, because he's responsible for this malacha. But shvisa, he wasn't over. He's considered shoyves. Tuhu kishari surim shabbat Torah. But when it comes to isurim, it's like other isurim, irresponsible. Umitba'er, gam ken ma shekatav Ran. We learned the Ran in the first shiur that there's no psik reisha behano. We said maishna. If it's a psik reisha, it's a psik reisha. And the answer is, because the geder isur hanoah is not etzem ador sheyesh lo hanoah meisuri hanoah, but rather that he's mishtamish bedover, he's using something that's osur behanoah to get hanoah from. Like Reb Shimon explains in his Chidushim to Nedarim in Siman Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, we've discussed this in the past, kimedumani, regarding mitzvah lav lehanas nitna, that the Isur Hanah is using something you're not allowed to get Hanah from and being Nene. Not the very fact that you had Hanah, it's the Mishtamshus Bedover Asur Behanah Lehonas Mimen. And when a person isn't Miskabin Hanah, since he didn't do this Mice of Matthias Hanah, there's a food, just a getting Hanah, he got Hanah. So what does it matter, Psikration, not Psikration? He got Hanah. But we're saying, no, it's not pshat that he got it. It's pshat that he used it. He's mishtamish bedover osur b'hanah lehanas mimenu. But here, he's not considered mishtamish. It's not his maisa. There needs to be a maisa done in order to get hanah. And here he's not doing a maisa when it's a psik reisha. That's not considered his maisa. K'sheino mitkaven lehanah, kevin delo choshiv shu osa ach maisa shal netilas hanah. He's not doing this maisa of taking hanah. There's no shimush b'isur hanah. And therefore, even psik reisha, it's going to be mutter. So when we're talking about Isurim, so a person's over on Isurim, just the very fact that he's responsible. Doesn't have to be his Maisa. But by Isurim, no, it has to be his Maisa Ishtamshus. If it was the Etzem Hana that he gets, he got the Hana. But that's not the Isur. This is not the Etzem Hana. The Isur is that he did a Maisa Ishtamshus, and that's Psikreisha, so he's off the hook for that. And with this we can explain the Tumas Hadeshen, that there's no Isur of Amir al-Akum when the malach is done by a goy, shelo b'kavana, filu psikreisha. Why? Since even psikreisha is not considered that he did the maisa, just he's responsible. And we can't say that when it comes to amira la'akum, because the goy himself is not considered oisem malacha af b'psikreisha. Again, It's not that he did the melacha, just he's responsible. So when it comes, when it's your iser, so you can say, hey, I'm not allowed to do this iser, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my maisa that made the iser get done. But when it comes to a goy isn't musar in isurei Shabbos. So you can't say he's responsible. Responsible, shem responsible, he's not responsible for anything. He's not chayv in isurei Shabbos. So since it's not his maisa, mitzad echad because it's a psik reisha. Mitzad sheni, you can't say he's responsible because he's not chayv in isurei Shabbos. Memeil is no problem of amira la'akum when it comes to a psik reisha. And with this, we can farshtein oichit, we can also understand what the Sheikh Mekubetzis writes in the name of the Shita Yeshana that we saw in the first Shiur, that even though Rabbi Shimon is moed b'psik reisha that it's also mena Torah, there's no chiyuv chatos, because chiyuv chatos is only, we can understand now, when you do a maisa mamish, and b'psik reisha you didn't do the maisa, it's just your responsibility, but it's not your maisa. And therefore, yes, it's aser, because you're responsible, psik reisha, but no chiyuv chatos, because it's not mamish your maisa. And Amir Tzal Hashem, Rabbi Isai, there is so much more to say about this. I hope we're able to continue talking about it. And Mirtz Hashem, we will see continuing Niflaos Gedolos Mitoiras Hashem Besimcha Uvetu Lev of Meroiv Kol. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. It was SG Super Gishmak. Shalom, shalom. And we always have to remember Shesof Devar Akol Nishma Terukim Yira Et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Ze Kol Adam, shalom, shalom, ahuvah yedidah, marai v'rabotai.